Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My car, my rules.
Whoa!
Just kidding. I have kids. There's no rules when it comes to my car. That's why my car is a mess. But there is an Uber driver who has gone viral for his list of car rules. And people who have taken his car said they didn't finish reading the list of rules by the time they got to their destination. That's how extensive this list of rules are.
How many rules could there possibly be?
There are a ton. Just to give you a couple of them, okay? This is an Uber driver, which most of the time you get in, I don't know, for me, it's like I'm coming home from the bar or whatever. It's a quick drive. So here are a couple. Put earbuds in if you're taking a call. I don't want to hear you on speakerphone. This goes for social media scrolling, too. So if you're watching videos, whatever, don't want to hear it. Make sure you have your earbuds in.
Fair enough.
If you have your pet with you, they are welcome to come in, but they must remain either on your lap or the floor at all times to avoid pet hair for the next passenger.
Okay.
If you have kids that you are in with the Uber driver, no kicking the back of the seat, no playing with the windows and doors.
Okay, this is all basic etiquette, which I agree with him. But he doesn't have to come across as obnoxious by writing this all down. It's pretty simple. If someone doesn't respect your car, give him a one star, and then no one will pick him up again. I don't think it's necessary to write down a whole set of rules.
But you know what? That's why rules are in place, because there are people who don't follow them.
There always is. There always is. But is it really necessary to write the whole list down? Because it ends up coming back to you. You look like the obnoxious one from the people that actually obey the rules.
Okay, here's the deal, though. I have some friends that have, you know, nice cars or whatnot. They have very specific rules for their cars as well. Maybe not as extensive as this Uber driver, but even rules of like, and they have kids too, of you don't eat in my car. I don't think my family would survive if we couldn't eat in the car between baseball practices and school events and things like that.
No, it's a must for me as well. But just respect my car and don't be a dirtbag or a pig.
Do you have any specific rules for your car?
I don't have any specific rules for my car. I've actually never thought about it, but the bottom line is respect my car. I'll let you do what you want in my car until you abuse that privilege. Like if you eat in the car and you leave a mess everywhere, that's the last time you're going to be eating in my car.
You know, Art got a new truck last year, and when he got his truck, he was very particular about, you know, even coming from baseball practice, you take your cleats off. You don't wear your cleats in daddy's truck, like things like that. Oh. That lasted like a total of 2 weeks, and then it was done, because it was just like, there's no way we're going to uphold these rules. We'll just have to get better at cleaning the car.
He got his chest out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. it was clean for a very short time.
And it deflated.
Do you have any specific rules for your car that people must follow if you are driving?
888-431-3764. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Damn,
an Uber driver's gone viral because his list of car rules is so long, some people didn't finish reading the list before they got to their destination.
I do like the 505. Talking about specific rules that you have in your car says, if you bring something into my car, you take it out of my car. If you have trash, then go ahead and take that out as well. I wish I would implement this in my car because you know how many times I have to go through and I'm like pumping gas and I will take out like a bag of trash that my kids have left behind.
That's when I clean out my car too. Whenever I'm pumping gas, I'm just like picking up stuff I see. 909 here just seems angry. Do not put your nasty, disgusting, dirty feet on my dashboard. It's tacky, dirty, and filthy. My biggest pet peeve when I see this on the road, not in my car. I feel ya.
I am totally guilty of that, especially on the way out to the river. It's a long drive. I need to stretch out my legs.
Yeah.
But I'll only do it right after I get a pedicure. If my toes don't look good, you won't see them on the dashboard.
They've got to be looking really, really nice.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
Kelly, good morning. It's Rick.
Ooh, Rick, I am excited to hear from you. Being you're a Lyft driver, right?
Over 11,000 rides.
Okay, do you have specific rules for your car?
I'm pretty cool. My biggest thing is you don't smoke a cigarette, but you can vape.
Okay, so no smoking, but vaping's okay.
Vaping's okay. I got an armrest for coffee in the back.
You are really a lenient.
Well, you know what? I'm on my third car doing Lyft over probably about close to 600,000 miles.
And you probably have 5 stars. People like riding with you if you put that many miles on your car.
Absolutely they do. You're going strong. Keep it up, Rick.
909 here says, we're a baseball family, so the rule for my car is if you take your gear in my car, you are not allowed to leave it in my car because I don't want my car to smell like a locker room. Guilty of that.
Fair enough. Have you experienced that?
Oh, definitely.
A lot of people are saying, if they're the driver, they control the music, they are the designated DJ, and don't fight with me on that.
See, that one I feel like I can overrule my husband. I'm like, I do this for a living, so
you play that card.
Sorry, I'm going to lawyer you on that one.